The Magic Peppers and the Island of Invention by Sean Pattenden. Read by Penny MacDonald. Dr. Pumpkin's Totality Magic.
Welcome once more to the magic world of Dr. Pumpkin's. As I sit at my study chair with a small pot of tea and a basket of fresh pastries, there is just one word I'd like to mention. Style. Now that you have learned the basics of magic, you need to know how to augment your tricks with verve and panache. This is as necessary as your practical know-how. If you follow me through these colossal pages, dear reader, you will learn how to make every trick your own. The world is our oyster, and we are but hungry explorers on a mountain ledge of possibility. In all totality, Dr. Pumpkins.
Chapter 1. The Sea Spray Theatre.
Boomf!
Esme and Monty Pepper were on the beach when they heard the first explosion.
What was that? Asked Monty, turning round.
It came from that tiny island just out to sea, replied Esme, who had been looking for fossils.
I wonder what could have caused it.
Esme wrinkled her brow and stood up, facing the island, which looked like a palm tree pudding in a bowl of blue custard.
Boomf!
There was another bang, bigger this time and closer.
Oh dear, said Monty.
It's Potty, said Esme. Come on, take your flippers off, Monty. We'd better go and check if he's all right.
It was springtime, and the Pepper twins were spending the school break at the seaside with Potty, a professional and very tall magician.